Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week, and in the fourth aliyah of Parshat Achrei Mot, we have seven psukim. In this aliyah, we hear about the iser of Shchutei Chutz, the iser to shecht an animal as a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Shchutei Chutz. Rather, korbanos must be brought to and in the Beis HaMikdash. Many Mefarshim discuss the connection between our Aliyah and the rest of the Parsha. Up until now, for the first three Aliyos of the Parsha, we've been hearing about the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And now, seemingly all of a sudden, we hear about the Isser of Shchutei Chutz. And many Mefarshim discuss the connection between these topics. For example, take a look at the Balaturim, at the Kli Yakar. Another beautiful answer comes from the Shemen Hatov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. He discusses this in two places, both in Volume 3 and in Volume 5 of the Shemen Hatov, and he says that you have to look not only at the first two topics in the Parsha, the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol, and also Shchutei Chutz, but also at the next major topic in the Parsha, Arayos, forbidden sexual relationships between people, such as incest, in-law parents, in-law children, etc. And again, the question is, what is the connection between all these topics? And the Shemen HaTov says that there is one common denominator, one message regarding all three topics, and that is boundaries. First, we have the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim except for one time in the whole year on Yom Kippur. That's the first boundary, the boundary of time. A Jew has to know that time belongs to Hashem. Yesterday, Chametz was Aser. Today, it's Mutter. Yesterday, the Kohen Gadol would die if he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And today he must go in. He must go in. A Jew must know that his or her time is limited and bounded by the command of God. And next we have the Isser and our Aliyah of Shchutei Chutz, bringing korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. This is the boundary of space, of place, of location. A Jew has to know that space belongs to Hashem. Here, a korban is mutter. Here, it's aser. Here, a Yisrael can go. And here, only a Kohen can go. A Jew must know that Hashem is in charge of the world and where we do what we're supposed to do. I go where Hashem tells me I can go, period. And finally, we get to the arayos. This is the limits of one's body. A Jew has to know that his or her body belongs to Hashem. I can marry that person, and I can't marry that person. The world tells me that I can do whatever I want with whomever I want. And the Torah here, and in many places, says, no, Hashem is in charge. There's boundaries, there's limits. And these are the three topics in our parsha, reminding us of the parameters and boundaries of time, of space, and of body. I'll say parenthetically, the Shemen HaTov does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that that is why in our Aliyah, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Dalid, we hear that someone who brings a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash is like a murderer. Dam Shafach. He gets kares. He spilled blood. Why should that be? I mean, it's bad to bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, but is it that bad? Dam Shafach? And the answer is yes, perhaps. All three have that power, that weight. All three of these boundaries, the knowledge and awareness of these limits of time, of space, and of body are so important, so critical to our connection to Hashem that all three have a death element to them. Yes, they are that significant. Anyway, returning to the Shemen HaTov, he goes one step further and he says that the whole parsha begins by reminding us of the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. Acharei mot shnei b'nei Aharon bekorvatam lifnei Hashem. The Torah tells us with this introduction and with the idea of Hashem placing limits on time and on space and on body that even people like Nadav and Avihu need to keep these boundaries in mind. They were trying to serve Hashem with fervor, with passion. We're not talking about people who were lazy or who were bound by their desires. They were bekorvatam lifnei Hashem. They were trying to get closer to Hashem, bikrovaya kadesh. They were trying to serve Hashem to get closer to Hashem. If that were me, I might think that limits don't apply to me. I can go wherever I want. I can do whatever I want with whomever I want. I'm serving Hashem. I want to get closer to Hashem. And the parsha tells us no, emphatically. Serving Hashem means serving Hashem the way He wants, at the time He commanded me, with the people that He commanded me to serve Him with, not more and not less. Have an amazing day, everyone.